Okay, this is the January 9th meeting of the Coordinating Committee of the Pacifica National Board. I'm George Wright, the convener. I'll ask Richard Uzel, Secretary Pro Tem, to call the roll.
Okay, Tracy Rosenberg.
Yeah.
Rico Ross. Joe Wanzala.
Yeah.
Who is that? Who's that, Joe?
Who's Joe?
Yeah. Okay. Theo Wangaza?
Yeah.
Thea Bediaco?
Present.
Alonzo Brown?
Yeah.
Rico Ross, the only person that's missing.
Okay. The first thing to do is to set the agenda for the meeting. There are some things that I wanted to see on it. In my conversation with Arlene, she would like us to set the times for the next three PNB meetings this year. It's a good idea, so I'd like that on the agenda.
George?
Yeah.
George, this is Nia.
Yeah.
You first need to appoint a chair pro tem and all of that stuff.
Oh, I'm going to get to that. This is part of the agenda, setting the agenda. The other things are unfinished business and priorities for this year is what I would like to discuss. We should elect the chair pro tem, or I can function as the chair pro tem. We should probably elect the chair. I don't think I should function as the chair.
Right, that's right. Yeah, that's why I do the chair pro tem, and then you give notice for the election at the next meeting and all that parliamentary stuff.
Do we need notice for the election of the chair at the next meeting?
Yeah.
No. Why? I don't think committees need to function quite that way.
I don't think so either. We certainly didn't do it.
That's the way all the committees I've been on for the past 3 years, and that's how we've always done. You give notice, you're going to give, you're going to have the election, you do chair pro tem, and then you figure how you're going to do it via email or snail mail, you know, and just have the people decide. You could suspend the rules to do that. You want to vote by acclamation, but that's the way to do it.
Okay, let's make that the first item on the agenda, deciding what to do about the chair. Let's do that first. Let's settle that first. So Nia's suggestion is that we elect the chair pro tem for tonight and announce that we're going to elect the chair for next week or next time we meet. Is there any objection to that? Being on the agenda, I guess.
I think, no, this is Richard. I think it's unnecessary procedural stuff. But, you know, if somebody wants to, if y'all want to do it. I'm here as a unofficial member right now because I dropped the ball and didn't get it approved by the PNB. But I think it's unnecessary myself. But, you know, whatever.
Well, I heard no objection to doing it that way. So I'll take nominations for Chair Pro Tem.
I nominate George.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay. Any other nominations for Chair Pro Tem? Okay, so I accept the nomination, and I'll be the chair for tonight, and we'll announce that we're going to select somebody for next time. As a permanent chair. So, what are the items that you all would like to see on the agenda for tonight?
Other than for myself, other than setting the meetings, I don't have anything else right now.
Okay.
I think that's probably quite a discussion. I mean, anyway, I have a few things offhand I could say about that, but I don't see anything else offhand.
Okay, well, yeah, Nia?
Yeah, well, you have the ones I have about the, but doing the meeting, the in-person meeting, the next three, that would be good. And
yeah.
I also had one in D.C. that I now cannot find, where to have, you know how sometimes people are looking for a motion or some email or something, that we have a designated
listserv where all those things can be posted, that if we ever wanted to look at them for us to view and to post, that people could just go back and refer to them. So all of them would be posted there.
Okay, let's put it on the agenda. There's actually some work in motion to make that happen, but let's put it on the agenda.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, now these are items for the upcoming meeting on the 21st, or these are
this is generic housekeeping, as far as I can tell. It seems to me that's what the coordinating committee is supposed to be doing. So it doesn't have to be just for the next meeting, no.
Mr. Chair, this is Richard.
Yeah.
I think it would be nice for those of us who are new, for some of you experienced folks to let us know what exactly this committee does.
I think that's a very good idea. Let's see, Joe and Nia, I think, are the only ones who've been on it last year. Is that correct?
I was on it the year before last. I think it's Fia and...
Well, Fia, you were on. Okay, so...
I was on 08.
Joe and I, but Joe was on, I think, was on before myself.
Joe, would you like to speak first on that? And then we'll ask Ifia and Nia.
Well, my memory doesn't go back past 1 year, but I was on the board last year, And, I mean, we mainly concerned ourselves with planning for the in-person meeting. And those other things, as you say, housekeeping things come off incidentally. But, you know, I think our portfolio is broad within the spectrum of logistics and planning, whatever those things may be, as they come up. So, but in terms of my immediate experience, a lot of it has to do with planning and logistics for the in-person meeting. That's what we mainly did last year anyway.
Okay. Athea, do you want to add to that?
That's basic. I agree with that assessment. Really kind of carrying out what the will of the PMB, or to explore possibilities in carrying that information back either in photo or as a recommendation, and then the PMB making the ultimate decision.
Okay, so Nia?
It doesn't rise to the level of being an executive committee.
No, that's explicitly in the bylaws, and it has a sort of vague charge, more or less what we've been saying. Nia?
Did somebody just come on the call?
It is not.
I'm sorry,
Nia. Maybe somebody got dropped off.
Yeah.
Okay. It is not an executive committee, George. You are correct. And the ED and the CFO are ex officio members of the committee. So ED and the CFO, so they should be on here. And out of the coordinating committee back in 08 when I was on there, there was the motion about having the elections for the affiliate directors be the same time as ours, and they're seated in December. That came out of the coordinating committee. So you can have motions like that coming out of this committee. The basically setting the agenda for the next meeting. You know, I can't recall anything differently that we would do.
But, okay. Is that seems clear enough. So our agenda for the moment is to discuss times. And hello, who wants to speak? Okay. Agenda as I have it, and let me put them in an order where I think they can be make sense to do them. Times for in-person meetings, so we need to decide that we're going to do that and find some way of picking the times for it. The question about designated list server, so where can all the records, where have all the records gone, so to speak, and putting them all in one place. Unfinished business, that's pretty much Richard's, well, we'll talk about that when we get to it, and priorities for the year. So if we get to that, that would be great. So let's talk about the first item, which is deciding in advance when the in-person meetings will be. We have months in the bylaws when we're supposed to do them. We've been sort of skirting that.
Oh, this is Alonzo.
Hi, Alonzo.
What do you mean by in-person meetings?
Those are the ones like the one we just came back from in Washington.
Okay.
Where everybody's actually face-to-face. The distinction is we either have in-person meetings or...
telephone.
What's the word for it?
Telephone?
Teleconference.
Emergency meetings, but they're not called emergency. It's special meetings, right? So this is for the we need to have three more in person meetings this year, and they're to be in March, June, and September, I think. But we can go check that. That's actually in the bylaws.
Yeah,
and
June, September is correct, because that's the budget, when we're supposed to do the budget.
Yeah, I think I
that's
have
right.
A George Lynn sent it from the national office. She sent it to us. So we'll both look. Because remember, we didn't have a meeting, so we got a little thrown off track there.
Well, the reason for doing it in advance, of course, is that the more advanced notice you have, the easier and the cheaper it is to make arrangements. So that's one reason. Another reason I would say is because it is in the bylaws that we should be doing it, and there really is there's not any particular reason to put off the particular date. We can work our schedules around the in-person meeting rather than trying to sort of put it in place when we think it's ready to happen. So I certainly support doing it, and any other discussion about whether to go ahead and do that, and then if there is none, we'll figure out how to do it. Is there any objection to going ahead and making dates for all the next three meetings? Okay, hearing none then, the question is, how should we go about doing that? My suggestion would be we designate one person, or maybe two, to double-check it, to just pick meetings more or less 3 months apart in March, June, and September.
Those are the correct months. It's Article 6 in the bylaws.
Right.
Section 1 says March, June, and September.
Pick weekends that don't, have something going on, and we'll just let the PMB know what that is, and forward them to the national office. It seems to me that's pretty much all we need to do to make it happen. Any other thoughts about that?
This is Ifia. I think that we probably need to consult with the general managers in the signal areas, the scheduled signal areas, to get some sense of what's going on in those areas
yes.
At the time that the meeting would be held, to make sure that we're not wreaking havoc on their schedule since they are expected to participate.
Yeah, I think that's right.
So I would be willing to help with that.
You would, okay.
This is Tracy. This is just one other suggestion, and I'm not trying to make things take longer than they should, but is there any scenario for at least doing, once tentative dates are chosen, for doing sort of an informal poll of the rest of the PNB? The reason I'm asking is every once in a while for me there are irreconcilable work conflicts. Not constantly,
right.
And probably not, but there may be one or two isolated weekends that would be impossible for me, and I know that. And I just sort of like to at least be able to say something about it if you were planning a meeting when I absolutely could not attend.
Well, I
might not
that.
Change your mind, but I just think it might be good to ask.
Yeah, yeah. So shall we make these tentative dates and have the DMV approve them?
Absolutely.
This is Richard. Where are the next? The next one is the March one would be in L.A. Is that correct?
I believe
yeah.
that's correct. Yes.
And then where do you go from to Berkeley?
Yes. Huh? And then WBAI. Yes.
New York.
You're right. George, could I be recognized?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. The since we just came from a board meeting in January, when we got sort of off schedule, board had passed a special motion or something to have us push them back. So don't you think April, July, and September would be better?
Well, we've done that before. What do other people think about that?
I think it sounds like a fairly good idea myself.
This is Joe.
It's a better distribution of time. I mean, it's a more accurate. Even distribution. That would have the meetings happening every 3 months rather than hurrying up and having one in March, which is just a month away. And then after the September one, waiting 4 months until we came together again.
Joe?
Yeah, so I had to drop off all four little bits. I don't know if the points I'm raising have been addressed yet or not, but I think it's fine to propose tentative dates for the TMB to consider, but a lot of the time, the date that the meetings ended up happening tended to revolve around or be a function of what arrangements were being made locally, you know. So it's a little bit putting the cart before the horse or whatever. The first step is to do research on what's possible and what have you, what dates would work, you know, and kind of go from there as a practical matter. Otherwise, inevitably, you say we're going to have a meeting on this weekend, but then we can't happen for that weekend for any number of logistical reasons, and then we get back to square one. So that's, you know, and we spend, again, on the coordinating committee, a lot of time leading up to each meeting, planning, you know, the next meeting kind of thing, in part because, you know, arrangements had to be made and coordinated with the local GMs or whatever. Again, obviously, the idea behind planning ahead as much as possible is to optimize on cost and so forth. I think we should approach it that way, but I think it's one thing to propose dates, but the critical factor is, what's going to happen on the ground. You know, there has to be a connection between what the dates we're proposing what is actually.
You did miss a bit, Joe. Afia did point out that we needed to check with the GMs when we have tentative dates in mind and make sure that it works for them. Before we even go to the PMB with the specific dates.
Okay.
There was a suggestion to have the March meeting in April, have the June meeting in July, and have, I guess, the September meeting in November. Was that it?
George, this is Nia.
Yeah.
Could I modify Afia's a little bit to say, let the GMs of the respective stations tell us when is convenient for them, rather than us giving them dates. Because they know, I think that's what Joe said, they know their business plan better than we do.
I thought that's what a few said.
And I would not agree with that. I think that they have to be consulted, and to the extent that is practicable, that it's that the schedules are reconciled and we're not the scheduling is not disruptive, but no, I would not leave it to the GMs to determine when the board is going to meet.
Well, when I say leave it to the board, I mean, like, give us dates, because they know when they're going to be in fund drive mode and all that. Because would we want to ask them to change their fund drive?
No. The original suggestion was that we would pick out some dates, and then we would confer with them and see if they work. And if they don't work for that weekend, we'll say, well, how about the weekend after that, or how about the weekend before that, or whatever needs to be done to move it around so that it actually does work for them. That seems to me that... I mean, my sense is I want to get this moving. I want to make sure it happens, and that seems to me this is the committee that makes it happen. So I think we should take the initiative to begin with. I agree with Sophia about that.
I don't know. It just seems like
it'll come out the same. I mean, if we can't do it on that date, they'll say, well, we can't do it that date, you know, so we'll do something else. But it's also, you've got five stations involved, or four actually, well, actually three. It seems to me we should be letting them know where the ballpark we're interested in, not letting them sort of somehow put the times together.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, Joe.
Anybody else want to speak on this?
Yeah, Joe.
Okay, Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, well, just another, I guess, general note. I mean, sometimes the GMs act as point people on this, and sometimes they don't. I mean, the LSB meeting, the last LSB meeting in Los Angeles was almost entirely organized by, you know, Grace Aaron at the time, with probably minimal involvement of the GM. And so, I mean, I guess the point there is, you know, the GMs, and certainly Grigsby at this last meeting seems to have organized the whole thing. So the point there is, I guess, taking a standard approach to, you know, saying that let the GMs handle it sort of thing may not be practical in reality. It really varies from station to station.
Anybody else want to speak to this? Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Richard. I would be willing to make a motion if it's all right with you.
You can't formally make a motion, but if you make one, somebody will pick it up. It's all right.
Oh, okay. Well, move that the meeting dates be April for L.A., July for Berkeley, and October for New York, and that we begin conversation with various stations to see about those arrangements.
This is Tracy. I will make that motion.
Okay. Is there any objection to the motion?
Did Richard say October, George? What's the paper?
He said October, yeah.
April, July, and October?
Yeah. So, I take it the sense is to make them more or less equally spaced. So, is there any objection to that?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Are we taking into account, I believe the bylaws say that we're supposed to approve the budgets in September? Is that being the case, then, that we need to be mindful of that and be prepared to address it?
Right. It is correct. That's why I said April, July, and September.
I believe they do say that, and they also say we're supposed to meet in March, June, and and September. So, you know.
This is Tracy. My understanding is the budget didn't get approved this year until some distance after that.
Right?
Yeah, but we don't want to make that the practice, though. It's supposed to be.
We're hoping to do better this next year.
Well, it sounds like we will be doing better if we accomplish it in October.
Well, Mr. Chair, Richard, since ostensibly those budgets are approved by the Finance Committee, could we work on the assumption that the Finance Committee have theirs approved by September and be ready to be approved by the board at their October meeting?
We can work on the assumption, but I think the point was we're clearly working around the bylaws when we do this. So do we want to do that, or do we want to, on that, stay with it?
This is Joe.
Yeah, Joe?
And then Nia?
Is the idea that we, I mean, is there something that we'd need to pass the budgets at an in-person meeting?
Yes.
As opposed to a teleconference?
Well, let's get up the bylaw. I don't know what it says exactly. Does anybody have it in front of them? Okay. Anyone know where it says that?
I don't know that it would. I don't know how it would necessarily have to be tied to that. It seems to me.
We'll look. Let me see.
Well, you're talking about the board doing it by telephone. Most, if not all, the final approval by the board was by telephone.
That's what I thought.
Well, we're trying to find out what the bylaws actually say about this. So,
yeah, I mean, traditionally we've done it in person because it's easier to follow. And that's usually one meeting where everybody actually shows up, and it's more interactive because you follow the monitor. It's easier to follow an in-person meeting. It's just
in the bylaws under standing committees, Article 8, Section 3, standing committees. E says a finance committee. The finance committee shall review and recommend the annual budget for board approval, and shall monitor and report foundation financial activities at least quarterly, and shall include a member of the chief finance officer, a director of each radio station area, and treasurers of each LSB. The chair of the treasurer's committee shall be a director who may be referred to as a board treasurer. However, the board treasurer shall not be an officer of the foundation. The foundation chief finance officer shall be an employee.
This doesn't get to the point, Richard.
Well, I'm just thinking if there's anything in here. It's not, but a few more sentences.
Yeah, I think it's custom more than it's in the bylaws, isn't it? I don't see it anywhere. I've never seen it. Unless we can actually dig it out. It also seems to me it makes actually sense. September 30th is the last day of the. We could actually have the books closed for that year. When we're approving the budget for the next year, which might be a good thing. So if we did it in mid-October, that would seem to be useful, actually, even.
Would this committee be out of line if we made some kind of proclamation or something, whether to ask the finance committee to have their approval of the budgets done by the end of September?
Well, I mean, I don't think we need to do that. I mean, they understand that when it's supposed to be approved by the, you know, by the national board, and we'll try to get it done for that meeting that we set to do it at.
Okay. This is what the bylaws say about the time and place of meetings. It's Article 6. The annual meeting of the Board of Directors shall take place in late January each year or at such other times and places as agreed by a majority vote of the Board of Directors. The Board shall also regularly meet in March, June, and September of each year. The four regular board meetings shall rotate through the five foundation areas, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, that's all I see there also. So
it sounds like they're instructing us, but if we agree to another time on a by a majority vote, then that's what we do.
Well, that's what's been done in the past. I mean, we declared that the June meeting would occur on July 25th, I think it was, or something like that. And so it was a kind of genuflection to the bylaws, if you like. But we actually set the time of the meeting when it was convenient.
George,
I suspect we can do it again if we want to. Yes.
George, this is me. I think, because see, the thing is, they would actually start the budget now. I mean, the budget tells a story as to how we're going to operate. And since the fiscal year starts October 1st, I think maybe if anything, we should be asking them to get it out earlier. Because to approve it and then in December, the first quarter is gone. I think it works better if it's done. It says by September 30th. That does not preclude it getting done before. And I, you know, if anything else, we should be informed.
Well, it is a point. You're operating without a budget if you do it. I mean, presumably the budget for this year is, it ends it's on September 30th, and everything after that would be the new budget. So it probably would be in order to have the budget in hand before we started the year. Anyway, Nia's point is we should do it in September, actually do it in September. Other comments about that? What do other people think about that? Is there any objection to making it sort of the last weekend in September for that meeting?
Mr. Chair, I want to comment on the budget approval.
Yeah.
I think that it would make sense to have the budgets completely approved by the end of September. And as Joe was saying, none of that needs to be done in person. If we could get all that done beforehand and then the October meeting came along, we wouldn't be worrying about that. We would have that done and we'd have it put away. And I think from the people I've talked to on the Finance Committee, their goal is to have it started way earlier than last year and to get it done. And I think that we should plan our meeting as if it's going to be done before the October meeting.
Okay. So, I hear any objections to the earlier, to the dates of April and July. Are there any objections to April and July?
No.
Okay, hearing none. And the only thing at issue is whether to have the meeting in September or October. Can we just take a vote on that?
Yes,
any objection to taking a vote on that? Anybody want to say anything else about that? Okay, so let's just take a vote on that. Richard, call the roll.
I can call the roll. Nia Bediako.
So the motion is the motion is yes means September, no means October.
Yes, September.
Okay.
Yes, September. Okay. Afia Mungaza.
Abstain. I don't really care either way, frankly.
Okay. Alonzo Brown, I'm sorry.
I don't care.
Okay. Tracy Rosenberg?
I'm going to go along with the last weekend in September. Yes, for September.
End of September.
Sure.
Okay. Rico's not here. Joe Gonzalez? Joe?
You're muted, Joe.
Sorry. September is fine, although with a caveat that, you know, I also don't care. I don't know if I care yet because it depends. So go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Toward the end of September. And then George, I guess.
I'll go with the end of September. Okay, so that's it then. Those are I think the instruction is also to spread the dates out as evenly as you can in that period. We need somebody to actually pick some dates to go look at the calendar and pick some dates. And we have a volunteer for that.
I'll volunteer for that.
Was that Afia?
That's Afia.
Okay.
Afia.
Okay.
And you wanna put the in that motion that's on the table, it was April in L.A., July in Berkeley, the end of September in New York.
Right.
Yeah.
Pretty good times for all three cities, actually. Okay, so let's see. So let's have a buy when on this. So, Afia, you've taken it on yourself. When do you think you want to have the dates ready for us?
Well, what I was going to, I don't know, I guess a week. Give me a couple days, because my thinking is to look at what we did before. And then the second thing is we have to, is to see if, to run them by the GMs and
right.
then come back to you all.
Right. That seems reasonable.
So,
if you could get it to us before the 21st meeting, we'll put it on the agenda.
Okay. That would be my goal.
Okay, great. Great. Does Afia need to circulate it to the committee, or should she just pick the times and what do you want to do with that, folks?
Before I talk to the GM?
Yeah. No,
you need a super religious calendar that hits everybody's religions.
Yeah.
No, talk to the GMs first so we get some really kind of firm dates, and then we'll just send us an email. If anyone has any strong objections, then we can.
Mm.
Now, after you've talked to the, I don't think so. After you've talked to the GMs, I think we should go with those dates. Any
okay.
objection to that? Okay. Hearing none, that's the plan. You'll find some dates, talk to the GMs, and come back with some dates we'll bring to the PNV. Okay, good. The next item on the agenda was the designated listserv for posting things. I'm very much in agreement that we need that, and Otis, I know, and John have mentioned that they're planning on trying to find space for that. There's been some work done already. My wife and Deb Shafto and I think Grace to some extent were collecting old sets of minutes wherever they could from PNV meetings. I've asked Richard and herself and Bill Crozier to sort of be a committee to make it happen. Anyone else want to share anything about that or some suggestions as to how to make it happen or whatever else you want to say about it? No. Okay.
George, if nobody's going to say anything, I've been talking with Otis and John for some time about Otis has been building that KPFT X with the thought in mind of moving it into the Pacifica.org site. And I think we would be remiss to do anything that wasn't closely coordinated with what they're doing, because all they have to do is once we figure out what kind of records we have, to just organize what the pages will look like and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, who is that?
I'm going to read
today. Yeah, I assume that that you all work closely with them to.
The way Otis was talking the other day, that move is going to happen real soon.
It is. Well, that's good. I mean, the thing that's missing is the textual stuff. I mean, they've got all the recordings of the meetings back for quite a while. But the minutes and certainly the minutes of the committees, I know the minutes of the governance committee exist on a PacGov list that's been going on for a while. I don't know where the minutes of the other committees are at all. We should get as much of that up and as a regular thing, make it easy to do with the way they've done with the with the meetings themselves, so that, you know, when a meeting happens and minutes are posted and approved by the committee, they go right up, and people know where to put them and where to find them. So if there's nothing more on that, we'll just move on to the next item. And I'm going to try to structure the agenda for the meetings. I don't know if we need to have an executive session next on the 21st. I haven't spoken to Ricardo. Arlene didn't say anything about it, but I don't think there's anything pressing from her. But Ricardo might have some legal stuff he needs to talk to us about. But in any case, I would like to have to try to clear as much of the unfinished business as we can at the next week. And there will be a regular there is actually on the agenda a place for unfinished business, and we've been carrying forth these things. The problem is we never get to them. We have items on the agenda going back for months. At least several months, maybe even 4 or 5 months, some of which are coming up from LSDs. And I think in part because I want to make stronger connections with the LSDs, involve them more in the process, I want to see those things actually get handled. So I'm going to make a really sparse agenda for next week, or for the 21st, unless there's things that, you know, people... come up with in the meantime. And